Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Chinese lawmakers passed a wide-ranging update to the country's anti-espionage law on Wednesday. China's top legislative body passed the revised counter-espionage law, its first update since 2014, following 3 days of deliberations. State news agency Xinhua says the revised law expands the definition of espionage to include cyber attacks against state organs or critical information infrastructure. It allows authorities carrying out an anti-espionage investigation to gain access to data, electronic equipment, information on personal property, and also bans border crossings. Chinese President Xi Jinping has made national security a key focus of his administration since taking office in 2012. Analysts say these revisions are evidence that stricter regime has suspicion of the United States and its allies grows. President Xi spoke by telephone on Wednesday with his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky for the first time since Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year, Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman reports.
Zelensky in a tweet described a, quote, long and meaningful call with Xi in Beijing. A government official said China would send special representatives to Ukraine to hold talks with all parties in an effort to end the crisis. China has repeatedly tried to present itself as a potential intermediary between Moscow and Kyiv. But Ukraine's Western allies have viewed Beijing's diplomatic overtures with heavy skepticism. Xi is the most powerful world leader to have refrained from denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman. U.S. President Joe Biden will briefly visit the Pacific island nation of Papua New Guinea in May. A spokesman from the Prime Minister's office says President Biden will stop in the capital, Port Moresby, for 3 hours on his way to Australia to attend a Quad Leaders Summit. This is VOA News. A source told Reuters that Biden is expected to meet with over a dozen Pacific island leaders during his visit to Port Moresby. The meeting would be a significant move in U.S. efforts to push back against Chinese inroads in the region and follows up on a summit of Pacific Island leaders that Biden hosted at the White House in September. The Quad Summit is being held in Sydney on May 24th, with the leaders of India, Australia, Japan, and the United States attending. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said on Wednesday that the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp has seen its fortunes rebound after a difficult 2022. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson has more.
Meta shares surged 12% in after-hours trading, adding more than $50 billion to its market value. CEO Zuckerberg puts the success down to AI, which is helping the company boost traffic to its sites and earn more in ad sales. Zuckerberg now plans to double down on that strategy. He also reiterated his commitment to investing in the metaverse-oriented Reality Labs unit, which lost $13.7 billion last year.
That was Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. A new report released Thursday by an international team of climate scientists says man-made global warming is to blame for a devastating drought in the Horn of Africa. Scientists with the World Weather Attribution Group say higher temperatures have significantly increased evaporation from soil and plants, which has made dry soils much more likely. Since late 2020, countries on the Horn of Africa, including Djibouti, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Kenya, Somalia, South Sudan, and Sudan, have been suffering the worst drought in 40 years. The extended drought has led to the deaths of millions of heads of cattle and wiped out crops, leaving more than 20 million people at risk of acute food insecurity. In sports, the Memphis Grizzlies are still alive in the first round of the National Basketball Association playoffs. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Grizzlies stayed alive as three of their players had double-doubles in a 116-99 decision over the Lakers. Desmond Bane delivered 33 points and 10 rebounds. John Morant had 31 points and 10 boards. And Jaren Jackson Jr. added 18 points and 10 rebounds. Morant says the board battle was big.
Definitely something we needed, you know, to get a win and something, you know, coach challenged us to do was, you know, for us to rebound. So that's good.
Memphis led by just two with 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter before embarking on a 26-2 run. Anthony Davis paced the Lakers with 31 points and 19 rebounds. Game six is Friday in Los Angeles. I'm Dave Ferry.
And I'm Richard Green for VOA News.